It's a running joke here in Israel. Moses led the Jews through the desert for 40 years to the only place in the Middle East with no oil and no gas. So for all its 65 years, Israel has been almost totally dependent on fuel imports for energy. Costly and precarious for a nation surrounded by often hostile neighbors.
Is it 230?
But now that's all changing. Israel has at last discovered so much natural gas, it's heading towards energy independence, a gas exporter in just a few years. 56 miles off Israel's Mediterranean coast, the Tamar Reservoir started flowing earlier this year, with enough gas to supply Israel for decades. Another field nearby, almost twice as big, should be pumping in 3 to 4 years. Israel believes both fields lie well within its maritime borders, though the Lebanese government has challenged that. The stakes are high because there are also reports of huge oil deposits near the very same gas fields. Some call these new discoveries an economic miracle.
Amazing, amazing, amazing story.
And that joke about Moses?
We proved that joke to be wrong.
There's dual pipeline, 16-inch pipeline.
It all began with Gidon Tadmor and his small Israeli company, which began drilling for oil and gas onshore in 1991.
Obviously, we needed luck and God's help. We needed the resources to be underground. But I think that the unique contribution that we were able to bring is the human spirits and the belief.
Tadmor, a lawyer by training, also needed partners with drilling experience willing to invest millions. He had a hunch there was gas in Israeli waters because Egypt had found some nearby, and he sought investment from the Texas oil giants. But he says nobody bit. Afraid, Tadmor believed, of upsetting their much bigger customers, the Arabs. Finally, a small Texas company with no Arab clients, today called Noble Energy, agreed to invest in the Israeli dream.
Started the energy industry here in Israel.